very vulnerable sector inside the prison. And as these girls come filing through the door, you have no idea, hey Dee, no idea what each life is, who they are, what they're going to say. Are they going to be with the program? You know, what is going to happen? No idea. And the session unfolds. There's prayer ministry. It's amazing. And finally, this lady stands up because they're about to go, and we all know it. And she hands me this paper that I'm going to read to you. My prayers to beautiful life. She wrote this while we were there. Thank you for coming and taking another soul into your warmth and embrace of love. I pray for strength and your never endless, ending, endless journey of love to each other to grow evermore. Remember, you can't do it alone. Add some more color for each other. The rest of us will hold out our hands to help others. We all need a brother. Thank you so much for teaching me how to cry again freely. Every day I wake up, it's another day to add to my autobiography of life. Thank you. A smile can love a life. I pray for walls of love, strength, and protection to continue to build even more for marriage. Yes, because that was what we were talking about. That's like well written, hey? Like, sounds like a total leader. Probably a future pastor of Park Drive Church. I think he stuck another one in there. Help us dig it out. Yeah, you would have no idea. That woman said, I was raped. So I murdered the guy who did it. I'm telling you, in the moment that all of us were there, I mean, I'd pick my jaw up off of the floor and connect. Because I was brought face to face with the power of God. In a life that's been broken. And as much as in that moment, there was part of me that was like, what? You're in prison? The other part of me was going, look what God can do. Oh, she was in such better hands that night than in mine. Thank God he was running the session and not me. This morning is part 2.